Researchers in Canada say Arctic nations have been dramatically underreporting their fishing activity in the extreme north. A study released earlier this year from the Fisheries Center at the University of British Columbia estimated that the amount of fish caught between 1950 and 2006 is 75 times higher than actually reported to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Administration, which tracks global fisheries. Report author Dirk Zeller.
When we looked at that in detail, we realized that one of their statistical areas, Area 18, which is the Arctic, had extremely low fisheries catches. And particularly two of the three countries that border that area, that's the U.S. and Canada, reported zero catches.
Zeller says researchers suspected the zero catch numbers reported by the United States and Canada couldn't be right. His research team contacted fisheries officials in Alaska and found that there are indeed commercial and subsistence fisheries in the Arctic that aren't showing up.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game does report on the commercial fisheries in the Arctic. And it also reports in an irregular and not very systematic way on the community subsistence catches. But for some reason, those data never make it into the National Marine Fisheries Service national data set. And I suspect Alaska is not an isolated case. I suspect that there may be many fisheries catches that fall under state jurisdictions and state reporting that may be missing from the national data.
There is a political dimension to the issue, as these same nations have competing territorial claims over Arctic waters. But Zeller says not reporting fishing can undercut individual claims, such as Canada's claim to parts of the Northwest Passage as territorial waters.